You know, much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. You know, as Christians, we take the view that our life and everything we have is a gift from God. You know, God has given all of us talents and gifts, and all the resources of this world are gifts from God. God expects us to use and share the gifts he's given us to help us to love him more deeply and fully, especially those in need. See, we view ourselves as stewards and not owners of those gifts. A steward is basically someone who manages the affairs of someone else. A steward does not own the things he manages. And we expect that this person would act with the best interests of the master in mind. An owner is in control of his possessions and can decide whatever he wants with the things he owns. You know, many of the issues where the church and the world conflict with each other comes down very often to whether you view yourself in the world as an owner or as a steward of the things of this world, including life itself. And this is true for respect life and social justice issues. For example, are you the owner of your body or are you the steward of your body? And your views on abortion and euthanasia are quite different depending on how you answer that question. We will be evaluated on how well we manage the gifts God has given us for God's purposes and not our own personal purpose. A steward knows that the master will eventually return and settle all accounts for which he is responsible. Since we don't know when the master will return, are we always prepared to give an accounting on how well we have used those gifts? Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Isaac Joes and Jean de Brouff and their companion, which were six other Jesuit martyrs. They were the first martyrs in North America that were officially recognized by the church. Under the leadership of St. Jean de Brouff, these eight Jesuits arrived in Quebec in 1636, and they worked with the Huron tribe. The Hurons and the Iroquois, though, were constantly at war with each other. And St. Isaac Joes was captured by the Iroquois and was tortured, losing several fingers and his thumbs. However, he was able to escape, and he returned to France, and Pope Urban VII gave him permission to offer Mass with his hands, even though he was missing some fingers and his thumbs. But rather than choosing to stay in France, he chose to return to North America. He was captured again, and this time he was tomahawked and beheaded. Jean de Brouff worked in this mission for 24 years. He composed a dictionary in Huron, and created a catechism in Huron. It is estimated he saw 7,000 Hurons convert to the faith. But he also eventually was captured by the Iroquois and was tortured and died a martyr. And the other six also died as martyrs. They were all canonized in 1930. As we continue this Mass, let us pray for the graces we need and thank God for the gifts he has entrusted to our care, and that we always use those gifts well for his purposes.